Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Again, we're back. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. Guess where we are? Phoenix, Arizona. Specifically, Healthy Habit Health Foods. And that is in Phoenix. And remember, 2 days ago, we met a really great guy, smart guy, been around a while. Dr. Dan Kuntz is back today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, Dr. Dan.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bell. A pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for hosting. You guys have been such a, you know, I feel like Southern hospitality. I guess technically Phoenix is south of a lot of things, so we're Southern.
Sure, absolutely.
Right?
Yes. Right. It's really great having you with us. We had a lot of positive feedback on the interview we had last Monday.
Yay.
Just excellent. A lot of questions on the immunizations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are not totally aware of the fact that mercury is in the immunizations, and they're very concerned about the mandatory vaccination.
Rolling over California. From California right next door to Arizona.
Yes.
How long will it be? I don't know. We'll see. We've got lots of things to do on the show today, of course. You can call us if you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ty Bollinger will join us second hour. We go outside the box every Wednesday, of course, TMB and RSB together again. He's out and about doing some more interviews for the Quest for the Cures Continues, the Truth About Cancer series, Gone International. And we might hear from his good buddy, Dr. Irvin Sani, another medical doctor who has seen the light, and he's one of us now. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But the first and foremost thing, as a homeopath, I don't often do stories about homeopathy. I have a sense that people, the vast majority of you, would glaze over and go, oh, no, he's going to talk about homeopathy again, right? That stuff that isn't even there. Now, you know that's a passion of mine. It's what I do. But I pepper the show with a little bit of everything. But today we're going to start with a bit of homeopathy. And we've got to, because the British Medical Journal just published, a little spat that's going on between some doctors that view homeopathy as a reasonable, in fact, a very economic approach, a safe approach to help patients heal as an adjunct. You know, they're not all going all homeopathy, but they're using it with other things. And then others that go apoplectic when they hear a physician use the word homeopathy.
Yes.
And we hear them, like magicians, like the amazing Brandy or Randy or whatever the guy's name. They all sing a song called Woo and Woo and Woo. They're so intelligent that they call it Woo. And yet, in the British Medical Journal, they took it seriously enough to allow a little bit of debate on this issue. Homeopathy, right?
Yes.
Now, Dr. Dan Kuntz, you've worked with homeopathy for years, and of course the store sells homeopathic medicine.
Yes.
Anybody here protesting how dangerous homeopathy is?
Absolutely never. Now, there's no side effects.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't understand that at all, because we have so many customers that rely on homeopathic remedies to really achieve and maintain wellness,
mm-hmm.
maximum wellness. And of course, when they do have a health challenge, they rely on that as their primary source of getting well.
Yeah, and extraordinarily economical, wouldn't you say?
Very much so.
I mean, we talk about the economics of scale here and people having, struggling. You can come in. There are herbs that are very expensive. They're very good. But for some, it's beyond the reach. Homeopathy is about the least expensive thing, is the safest thing. The argument against it, of course, has been that, well, there's nothing there. It can't possibly work. So if we claim there's harm, it's not from the remedy, but it's from not doing what would have helped or would have worked.
I understand. We've heard that story as well. And,
mm-hmm.
I think that there are customers that are coming in here looking for homeopathy. They've used it for many, many years. It's been proven in their own experience to really help get them well.
Yeah, but that doesn't count because it's not a double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-center trial, and therefore it's not real.
I understand. We've heard that as well.
Yeah.
But it's very real, and our customers rely on it, and they depend upon it
mm-hmm.
to achieve wellness. If they do have a health challenge, they get well very quickly.
I often, throw that back on the skeptics when they say, homeopathy's crazy, it's not proven, although there's been a lot of evidence being actually released in the peer-reviewed journals. And this guy who wrote this, Edzard Ernst, let me see, he was questioning. Peter Fisher is the guy. He's criticizing the methods of a recent review that found no evidence to support homeopathy. And in his review, he looks and references a number of studies that have actually shown efficacy for homeopathic remedies, homeopathic medicine. But the argument against anything that is published that is positive in its findings of homeopathy is that, well, that doesn't mean anything because it can't work.
We understand. I've heard that as well.
Right? It's not possible, so it's not real.
Sure, I understand. And, you know, we have a lot of horse trainers that come in here, and they use this with their horses. So if it's going to work on animals, it's certainly going to work. And that has nothing to do with the placebo aspect that many people say, well, gosh, it's all in their mind.
Right.
The horses don't know that. They run faster. It reduces inflammation. Extremely powerful. And, of course, the trainers rely on that to keep their horses in top peak performance.
Dr. Kuntz, man, you're just destroying all these skeptics right here. And they're going, how do you bring that up? It's so mean of you. Why would you take on those people? Well, listen, they're very mean about this because they have a belief system. And I perceive that they are defending their belief system as if it were a religion, not science. In fact, and they would claim that anybody who utilizes homeopathy is utilizing witchcraft. I mean, they actually use terms like that. Dr. Samuel Hahnemann was a physician of his day who was so disgusted with the methods that doctors, his own brothers and sister doctors, mostly brothers at that time, were using, were so toxic that they would just as likely kill a patient. And ironically, 200 some odd years later, modern medicine is still killing patients at record numbers, record rates.
We understand that, and we see this all the time. And I know that in your practice, you've seen many patients coming to you that have been all over the world seeking solutions to their health challenges.
Yeah.
And none of the doctors have ever talked to them in terms of alternative care, especially homeopathy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so we know it's extremely effective, and it works very, very well.
Yeah. Well, there's a growing interest worldwide. We do know that. It's been steady but growing. And I think that has some folks that have a strict definition or a strict box that they want us all to live in, right?
Exactly.
We have a belief that it is not possible for homeopathy to work. Therefore, you have to believe what we believe. And we're going to attack it. We're going to attack you. And these people, you know what I would say to them? Get a life. Right?
Sure, exactly.
You got enough things to worry about. Why do you worry about someone who's using a homeopathic remedy and gets well? Or doesn't. It's up to them, right?
Exactly.
And you claim, I'm speaking, you know, in this big broad space, you claim that you want to protect people from getting harmed by not doing the right thing according to you. Well, let me tell you something about the right thing, skeptics. It's killing upwards of 784,000 Americans every year. We had Dr. Peter Bregan on. I don't know if you've heard about this guy.
Yes.
He's a psychiatrist, MD, who just gave up on all the SSRIs and said this is the most dangerous stuff. In fact, he had a fellow physician come over from Europe to his conference who reported that up to 500,000 people a year die of the psychiatric medications.
Oh, I believe that. Absolutely.
500,000 a year. So my point of those that would attack homeopathy and people who would use it as being dangerous because they get the wrong treatment, the right treatment, according to you skeptics, is much more dangerous than doing nothing.
Exactly. Very, very important. I appreciate you bringing that up. We have a lot of our customers coming in here that are taking a number of different medications for years.
Mm-hmm.
And these medications are not really resolving anything. They're just helping to basically cover up the symptoms while the patient actually continues to get worse.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the whole idea of getting, the right remedy, according to the skeptics, according to the scientismists, the sci-fiantists, we sometimes call them, is that you're going to suppress and you're going to layer, right? We talk about suppression. It layers disease upon top of disease, which is the homeopath side. That's not a good idea. Let's go to source. Let's find out where the cause is. Undo it. We want to express disease, if you will, not suppress it, and thereby get deeper and deeper into the heart and the cause, and that changes things. Now, if you suppress it with the appropriate drug, you actually have not cured anything. You've layered disease, you've driven it deeper, and you're driving your patient into deeper levels of chronicity, which means an end-stage autoimmune condition or immune collapse and cancer.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very important concept. And I'll tell you what, we have seen so many individuals with cancer that they've had the big three, the chemo, radiation, and I'll tell you what, they respond so fast to homeopathic remedies, it's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And not shocking to me, but it's shocking to the patient.
Right, exactly.
They're so excited.
Now, in this article on the British Medical Journal, again, it's a tit-for-tat scenario, a meta-analysis published in The Lancet in 2005 concluded there is weak evidence for specific effect of homeopathic remedies based on the result of, guess what, a whopping 8 trials, right? And remarkably, this meta-analysis gave no hint of the identity of these eight trials, making informed discussion of the study impossible.
Yes.
You publish it and you say, it doesn't work. Can we see the, what you based it on? No, you can't see it. and so the reviews that are referenced by the skeptic are out of line with three other systematic reviews and meta-analysis of homeopathy for all conditions published in the peer-reviewed literature, all of which have come to essentially positive conclusions, as have several systematic reviews and meta-analyses for specific conditions. And again, these are referenced so you can actually go find them. Whereas those that accuse homeopathy of being not real, we don't want you to see the studies we've relied upon to make our conclusions.
Yeah, that's really, that's very unfortunate. But, you know, we've had tremendous support from the pharmacists that are owner-operators of the medicine shop.
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited about what they've seen with homeopathy.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Dr. Jack Hintz, myself, and Dr. Anthony DeSilva,
yeah,
we're part of the team of physicians that helped train over 2,000 registered pharmacists.
Nice.
That were extremely excited about what kind of results that they were seeing in their own mm-hmm. practices.
I know this is shocking. I served on the board of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists some years ago, and I actually taught courses, pharmacology, pharmacognosy courses to pharmacists for homeopathy, to teach them homeopathy. And it's like, wait a second, that's crazy talk. How would you teach a pharmacist about something that isn't there? But no, there's homeopathic pharmacy. In fact, homeopathy is regulated as a drug according to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939, which grew further, the HPUS. And there's the convention that determines what's legitimate and what isn't.
Exactly. Yeah, this is super important. I want the audience to really embrace this. And if you have not explored the homeopathic remedies, I urge you to take a closer look at it. There's lots of information on the Internet. You can certainly listen to this show on a daily basis with Dr. Bell. Lots and lots of information, and I urge you to really check it out. Because if you go down to Mexico, you're going to find lots of homeopathic pharmacies. One of my patients come back and they say, hey, what's this about all these pharmacies in Mexico?
Yeah.
We don't see any of this up here in this country.
Right. Now, they're starting a little bit, right? A little bit. Well, we've got an action alert for retailers because Claire McCaskill is at it again in Congress, and the senators are going after dietary supplements for anti-aging. But homeopathy has its own legal status. It's distinct from dietary supplements, but complementary to, and even complementary to, allopathic treatment. And that's the result. Go read it. See what they're saying. Ladies, we've got a segment coming up for you. If you are taking care of certain specific feminine needs, we want to warn you what not to do to keep that area of your body healthy. Okay, so stick with us. We've got lots more healing to go, live from Healthy Habit Health Foods with Dr. Dan Kutz, my special guest this hour.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live from Phoenix. Tomorrow, just to give you a heads up, we'll be in Chandler, Arizona. Of course, Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, the FDA Dragon Slayer. Rumor has it it's possible we might be able to interact directly with Sheriff Richard Mack, the constitutional sheriff. So that's going to be really cool. Enjoying our time out here in the desert. I actually went for a run earlier today. It was already like 100.
Yes.
So I didn't go too far because, when I sweat, it just like it was gone. It evaporated so quickly. But I at least got some vitamin D outside in the sun. Which
all
was
right.
Nice.
Very good.
Now, where the sun don't shine, that's what this is about.
Okay.
For ladies, right?
All right.
Is it funny, Dr. Kutz, that ladies will come in and tell you stuff. You're almost like, you're a doctor. But, I mean, it's amazing what they'll describe and talk to you because some of their doctors are not open up about the dangers of certain feminine hygiene products.
Exactly.
And, you know, if they ask the question, they're just not trained in toxicology. They don't look at toxins as real things.
Exactly.
This story is interesting because it's a study on feminine hygiene products, and it's a small study, but researchers did urine tests on women to detect phthalate, you know, the phthalates, right? You've heard of those.
Sure.
Exposure in 739 women who were also surveyed about their use of douches and other feminine care products. The more women douche, the higher their exposure to this form of phthalates, DEPs, and, of course, those are known to be carcinogenic, potentially.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of female-specific issues. We talk about ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. They talk about the HPV related to uterine cancer. But, hey, could it be the feminine hygiene products?
Very important point. And there's no doubt in my mind, in talking with my own patients and examinations and laboratory reports, coming back with the reports from the gynecological examinations, there's no doubt in my mind that there's a definite connection.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these gals that have had no history of this, they start using these douche products and they end up with issues.
Right.
And so it's from my standpoint as an attending physician for many of these patients, there's no doubt in my mind there's a direct connection.
Now, it's interesting. My history, I was raised allopathically, pharmaceutically. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep. My uncle was a medical doctor. And of all the companies that my dad worked for, it was the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company. Right?
I see. Very interesting.
They make the Fleet enemas and the Summer's Eve douches, right?
Yes.
And, of course, they're still using those plastics and plastifiers in there. So it may not be an issue of to douche or not to douche, but it's what are you utilizing? What tools are you using? Are you using things that can expose you to harmful, potentially carcinogenic chemicals?
Absolutely. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's a big factor. So for those gals out there that are using these products, I would urge you to take a closer look and consider some of the natural approaches mm-hmm. that are available. Right, Dr. Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not like a fire hose. We're not advocating fire hoses or anything like that.
Sure.
But the idea here, of course, is common sense. If we're concerned about phthalates and bisphenol A in drinking water because we don't want to carry plastic, think about it for women that are utilizing other products at the other areas of the body. You got to start putting all of those aspects, and including the things you use to wash your hands or wash your hair, your face. I mean, are there phthalates? Are there parabens? All of these things matter.
And they have an accumulative detrimental effect. It's not just one-time exposure, but the continuation, just like the aluminum and the antiperspirants.
Mm-hmm.
This accumulates in the body. I've seen numerous patients over the years that come in with engorged glands in the axillary region in the armpit. And it's a direct result of the accumulation of these of the aluminum in the axillary region.
Right.
Totally clogged up the pores. That's how antiperspirants actually work, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the patient is looking from a standpoint of, well, what can I use? And so when they switch over to something natural, I say, do it on a weekend because it takes 2 or 3 days for that aluminum to get out of the pores.
Yeah.
And then you're going to make that transition to something natural. And so you might have a little bit of perspiration for the first couple of days when you make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out extremely well. We've got a number of products here at Healthy Habit to help the patients make that adjustment. I know there's tons of products on the market. I'm sure you recommend to many of your patients.
Oh, yeah. I just was thinking back to childhood, all the times I got teased because my dad worked for the Fleet Company, Fleet Enema Company, and Summer's Eve Douche Company. I don't know how I recovered from all of that teasing. But it is interesting as well for a female system. It doesn't necessarily require that kind of intervention unless there's something going on. But remember, your diet will affect the health of the vaginal area.
I mean, sure, no question about that. You know, I know you see a lot of patients that are suffering with these syndromes, and I know that in my particular practice, I have seen so many patients that are suffering with the effects from medication.
Mm-hmm.
Drug nutrient depletion is something that we almost never hear much about. I know you see it in your practice. People are getting sick from taking medication.
Yeah, because as you say, it's depleting what little nutrients they have left in their body.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you don't replenish them, which is why you want to come to a place like Healthy Habit Health Foods, what are you going to do? It doesn't just manage to appear out of thin air. You got to put it in. You got to eat it in. And here we go. After the break, we're going to talk about a question of the day from a listener about coffee enemas and type 1 diabetes and blood sugar. Interesting connection you'll learn after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show. All right, if you ever have any questions for us here on the air or off the air, 24-7, you can leave a message at 866-939-BELL or go to robertscottbell.com, leave a message there, and we'll get back to you. Or we'll answer it on the air like I'm about to do. I'm on the road, so we're not going to do a question of the day theme song at the moment, which is fine. But this one's rather interesting. And Dr. Dan Kuntz is my guest here, and he's hosting us at Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix, Arizona. Tomorrow we'll be in Chandler. I'll get you more information on that. This relates to coffee enemas.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what I have used with my patients over the past 35 years. It's miraculous how it helps to cleanse the liver.
Yeah.
And most people don't understand how it works. They just know they feel better when they do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll go through that. Of course, one of my good buddies is Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And what he's done with pancreatic cancer in his patient population is extraordinary based on the work of Dr. Kelly, and coffee enemas are integral to that.
Yes.
So I've asked Dr. Nick to come back soon. He's been a gracious participant and contributor to the show for many years. But this one comes from Britt K. Britt K. says, I am a type 1 diabetic and use a continuous glucose monitor where I can watch fluctuations in my blood sugar in real time. I've been doing coffee enemas using S.A. Wilson's Gold Roast and notice that every time I do, my blood sugar shoots from around 100 to 200 to 250. Can you explain this? Is there any way to prevent it? Also, do you have any recommendations, supplements, remedies for type 1 diabetics? Okay, so this is an interesting question. And, you know, not everybody has or needs to have a 24-7 glucose monitoring to actually see moment to moment what your blood sugar is doing. And what I find fascinating about this is that, you know, the average person that does a coffee enema that is not hypoglycemic or diabetic in any way, not going to really notice anything, but they will feel good. But it is interesting here that coffee enemas, of course, we know they stimulate the liver. What else does that mean? The liver is a storage site. What does it store? Glucose in the form of glycogen.
Yes.
Right? What happens when the enemas, the coffee comes in there? It stimulates gluconeogenesis, essentially the breakdown of glycogen into glucose, which is released into the bloodstream. And it's usually a very short-lived response. And for a normal, healthy, otherwise healthy, they don't notice a thing. She's watching the monitor going, wait a second, my blood sugar's going up.
Yes.
But there's actually a pathway explanation for it.
Yeah, it's really important. And I think that from a consumer standpoint, when they're going to be doing the coffee enemas on a regular basis for whatever their reasoning is,
mm-hmm.
it's important that they understand physiologically the effects on the liver and, of course, mm-hmm. the benefits. They always feel better when they do this, and that's significant enough for most individuals to continue to do this. But I've had a lot of doctors ask me, well, how does it actually work? And I explained to them that the caffeine is picked up by the portal veins, mm-hmm. which transfers this to the liver,
yep.
and that detoxifies the liver, causes the liver to contract mm-hmm. and push those poisons out of the body.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, that's why it's such a beautiful in its simplicity, although in the Western world, for the average American, they can't conceive of it. It's kind of like, oh, I want to do what with coffee? Come on, really? And my producer, of course, he's not here to defend himself today at this point, but, you know, Super Don, who loves to drink coffee, we make fun of him because he refuses to ever even consider a coffee enema. I don't know if our buddy Tyler Rosales would ever consider it or if he'll say on the air whether he would or not, but he joins us right now. Tyler, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's Tyler. He's been carrying me around here in Arizona, keeping me safe, and he's a big guy. I'd hire him as my bodyguard in a second. And,
yes.
You know, as we wrap up the issue of coffee enemas, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
It's all good.
It's fun. We're actually having a great time. You know, in Great Britain, it would be called he's taking the piss, right? They talk about when you give people grief and you joke with them like that. That's what they call it over there.
Interesting.
And we've been having fun. I've enjoyed my time. But on the just as a last suggestion on the coffee enema for this woman, as long as she's under control and she knows how to monitor and utilize her insulin because she's type 1, it's a short-lived, as she's acknowledged, it's a short-lived issue. I'm not too concerned about it. It's just a temporary issue. But if you know going in, you can manage it or just ride through it. And for those of you who are in the hypoglycemic category, and this sort of answers her next question, what can we do in regards to remedies for even type 1? Now, I've been an active and avid promoter of the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium, a food-grown form.
Yes.
I've seen in the 1990s, I don't know if you remember this, Dr. Kuhn, suddenly on the scene came this form of chromium picolinate.
Yes.
Out of nowhere. Where is this chromium picolinate? Everybody, chromium picolinate. All these studies came up. Come to find out, one of the big reasons why that happened is because the U.S. government held patent on that form of chromium, and they stood to profit. So suddenly they allowed this. That, you know, people were talking about things. You can't talk about that. It's a dietary supplement. But the government was looking the other way because it was profiting off of the sale of those things. But picolinic acid, correct me if I'm wrong, is a cellular waste product.
Yes.
That they bind it to.
Right.
Not a good idea.
I understand. We find that the benefits with chromium is absolutely fabulous. I've been taking it for most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. I have hypoglycemia. So I take it at least 1,000 micrograms the first thing in the morning. Then I hit it around noon and around 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I'd have absolutely no issues whatsoever, no liver toxicity. It keeps my glucose level up. It balances the insulin in my body, and it keeps me in rare form.
Yeah, so I've been using the whole food form of it that Megafood has here. I don't profit off of it or anything, but I just let you know clinically I've used 100 micrograms three times a day on typical basis for type 2. We were reversing type 2 over the course of months typically. Type 1, we're not going to reverse it, but it's going to reduce the reliance on even the insulin because the GTF molecule is like the dock worker. You know, the sugar is delivered, and then if there's no dock workers, it doesn't matter that you have insulin. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's a critical part of this issue.
It really is, and I'm glad that we're talking about this today because a lot of people out there are suffering with hypoglycemia. They have diabetic issues.
I used to have hypoglycemia. I did.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And so they are unaware of this, particularly if their doctors have not informed them about the benefits of taking chromium. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I absolutely love it. It keeps my blood sugar balanced. It's not harmful in any way whatsoever. I've had liver enzyme evaluation conducted. Never have any issues with that as well. So I've proven it with my own blood testing and my own evaluation just to make sure that I'm in the rare form, and it's absolutely perfect.
Right. Well, and you know, when you can do intermittent fasting without cravings, without drops or all the hypoglycemic things, then you know you've achieved something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I went to this organic Italian restaurant again. We ate there 2 days ago. Guess what I had today?
Same thing.
The same Thai dish. I go to an Italian restaurant and I have Thai food. What kind of crazy is that? But that's what I felt good on it, and I lasted the whole day on it. I'm thinking tomorrow if we go back, I might splurge and do the Italian thing because it's my last day here.
Nice.
And screw it if I feel a little bad, right? But I don't know. We'll see because it's such an unusual thing to have Italian food that's organic in a restaurant. So I'm cool with that. But
sure.
Tyler Rosales, T. Rose Sales, you do a lot of good work in the natural products industry, represent a lot of cool products. And Sovereign Silver among them.
Yes.
You told me a story when we first connected here that I thought was so cool because you're a big guy and you were on blood pressure medication, high blood pressure medication for what, 20 years?
20 years.
20 years. And the doctors never said, hey, can we maybe wean you off of it? You're on it for life, aren't you, buddy?
Correct.
Right? Get that a little closer to his mouth there.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear you, Tyler, right? He's a big guy.
Better.
He sounds like a little mouse.
It's Tyler.
No, I'm just kidding, buddy. Don't step on me. So, but 20 years. So what was it that prompted you to say, I maybe need to look somewhere else for help?
Well, I mean, I took it for 20 years. I started having side effects. I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to look on the internet and see if, you know, what the symptoms are, what the side effects are. I said to myself, you know, if it's one or two, most likely it's not the product. But when I looked it up, every one of those side effects that was listed, I had. So at that time, I was going to a regular MD. I discussed it with him, and he decided that we try some different pharmaceutical blood pressure medications. And, you know, we tried two, three different ones over mm-hmm. probably 3 months, and I just wasn't very comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I had a dear friend who it was in the natural healthcare field as I am. And she goes, hey, why don't you go see my husband? Mm-hmm. And he and I are now good friends, Decker Weiss.
Decker Weiss,
and,
yes.
And he's a naturopath MD.
Great guy.
So anyway, I went and saw him, sat down, and he's like, you know, tell me your situation. What's going on? So I told him, you know, exactly what I just said. And he looked at me and said, just stop taking it. And, you know, and I stood there and I'm like, in shock. I'm like, what do you mean, just stop taking it? I go, I've been taking this for 20 years. I don't want to just, you know, right, fall over with a heart attack. He goes, you won't. And I said, and you know this, how? And he says, well, what I'm going to do is put you on an herbal remedy. Mm-hmm. We'll put you on it for 6 months.
Yeah.
We'll wean you off of it the next 3 months. And you'll never take blood pressure medication again. That was 10 years ago. You know, he at that point, he asked me, well, what's your normal blood pressure every morning? I said, 135 over 85. He goes, that is your normal blood pressure. He goes, look at you. He goes, you're twice the size of a normal human being.
Yeah, you're practically from the Paleolithic era.
Yeah. He's like, your blood pressure will never be 120 over 70,
right,
ever. And if a doctor tells you that it should be, you can tell him to go you know where.
Yeah.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
No, it's not. So all these years later, you still haven't resorted to blood pressure medication?
Nope.
And is there any unusual elevations that you're worried about, concerned about?
Never. Never. I test it every morning.
Are you sure you're not deficient in blood pressure medication?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that silly? But that's the kind of concept. Of course, with blood pressure, there are other issues to consider, like hydration here in the desert, right?
Sure.
If you have low, even 1% drop in optimum hydration can result in 10% drops in metabolic efficiency. So it's serious stuff. I interviewed Dr. Batman Gelage, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. You remember
yes.
that book?
Oh, yeah.
A year before he died, and he was curing people with water in prison, with water. So hydration is so critically important. There are other issues. I've talked about elasticity and integrity of the vascular system. I relate that to silica. The silicon deficiencies that the ladies come in here for skin, hair, and nails, they don't realize it's all the connective tissue, including the nerve cell as well as the vascular system silica is so critical for.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited that Tyler has taken time to be with us on the show today to share his story, because there are a lot of people out there that are taking medications that they are not aware of the consequences, the drug nutrient depletion. Most of the physicians are not aware of these side effects from taking the medication. And so, particularly in the case of Dr. Decker Weiss, he teaches this to physicians about drug nutrient depletion and what vitamins and minerals that they need to take if they're going to continue on these medications. And they find that the medications work so much better when they replace the nutrition that they're mm-hmm. being robbed of from taking the medication. So it's a win-win situation. The doctors are excited.
Yeah.
The patient continues the medication until they get well enough where they no longer need it.
Right.
And the doctors, of course, are very much in harmony with that. So it's really a very exciting opportunity for people to understand that you can get well. You don't have to be on medication the rest of your life in many cases.
Right.
Right.
And if a doctor now tells you you need blood pressure medication, you'll just squish them like the bug that they
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And give you some blood pressure medication, buddy.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't realize is that because of the 20 years of me taking that blood pressure medication, that it caused some fatty deposits around my liver.
Mm.
You know, and we've taken care of that, you know, naturally, and they're
yeah.
now gone, but you know,
use
that's
that
a big issue.
Liver Care from Himalaya?
Yes, sir.
You like that one? That's
yeah.
awesome, yeah. Extra selenium, folks, also for our homeopathic listeners on the pancreas, on the hypoglycemia scenario, Lycopodium, the homeopathic remedy Lycopodium, and the homeopathic remedy Iris, both two great remedies that can help you through those hypoglycemic plunges, if you will. All right, stick with us. We got more to do, including an action alert. Senator Claire McCaskill is going after the dietary supplement health food stores. Why?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh, man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com and order yours today. If you're more of the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to getthetea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, getthetea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Never miss a show. They're downloadable for free in many places around the world, including UK Health Radio, which rebroadcasts the show there across the pond. You know who you are. Pip, pip, cheerio. Also, of course, our friend Jerry Doyle in Las Vegas, EpicTimes.com. They picked this up. We do special exclusive video engagements with him in Epic Times. Check it out there, as well as all the links up through RobertScottBell.com, GCN, our syndicator. Natural News Radio, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger as well. So that's only a few, to name a few. Right now, Dr. Dan Kuntz wrapping up the first hour with me. There's an action alert thanks to the Alliance for Natural Health USA. And this is, well, the senators like John McCain, no friends of the dietary supplement industry. We're in Arizona. Senator Claire McCaskill, who really is just kind of a frothing at the mouth vaccinator who doesn't believe in individual liberty. They're complaining. Under the auspices of the Special Committee on Aging, where she's the ranking member, Senator McCaskill has sent letters to dozens of retailers asking them to, or maybe a dozen of them, to tell us what you're doing about the sale and marketing of adulterated, improperly labeled, or fraudulently marketed supplements and the reporting of serious adverse events. Claire McCaskill, why aren't you going to the FDA? It's their job. The FDA demands that those things be done, not Senator McCaskill. What the hell's wrong with this woman? I just got to ask.
I understand, and I totally agree with you. And it's something that I think more and more consumers need to take a proactive level with this, contact their senators, and make sure that they are on board with supporting the natural food industry.
Yeah, and on this committee on aging, which I think she's just angry that she's aging rapidly because she's a sour old lady at this point, wants to go after supplements that are not working for her because she's probably not taking the right stuff. She's probably eating GMO food. She's not too far from Monsanto land. And I'm just, I might be projecting, I'm just assuming this may be why, I'm just asking, why would this grandmotherly McCaskill take on natural anti-aging products? Since the FDA is already in charge of regulating them. And all of the things she's asking, CVS, which is a drugstore, by the way, that's gone more holistic over the years, and other retailers, big retailers, including Vitamin Shoppe, why is she asking them that? They're supposed to respond to, again, the regulatory authority. I'm not a big fan of FDA, but they are, at this point, regulating this industry. And all of those things she's asking are already being engaged in that regard in this arena.
There's no question about it. And I'll tell you what, we have had many of our customers bring it to our attention, and they are supporting all the congressmen and the legislatures that are really into natural health. And so I think that there's a lot of people out there that need to take a closer look at this and support the consumers who are really, really wanting the continuation of nutritional support. Because when the congressmen and the senators get involved in this, they threaten our very choices and freedom from for our choice of nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like Congress, like McCaskill. I just don't like them treating us like little children, because that's what they're doing here.
Yes.
I mean, the idea is, if you're in third grade and little Johnny does something wrong and the whole class can't go out for recess because little, okay, they do that to try and really put peer pressure on little Johnny. You just need to get in shape here. But that's what they're doing here, because are there bad players in the dietary supplement industry that flaunt the rules and go outside? Of course, in every industry it exists. But do you shut down entire industries, entire segments of industries, because there are some bad players in it? This is what Claire McCaskill is doing here, or trying to do.
Exactly, and that's very unfair, and it's a broad generalization. And as you pointed out, You know, there are issues in every industry, and this is certainly no exception. But I think by and large that the FDA takes a really close look at the situation, they're not going to be listening to that at all.
No, I mean, they don't like supplement companies getting away with anything.
Well, sure.
And the thing is, if they are getting away with bad products for anti-aging, you don't hear people dropping dead of these products. But the products they are giving to old people, like drugs for Alzheimer's,
sure,
or statin drugs, they're inducing death. Where's McCaskill on this? Where's John McCain on this? Where's Dan Burton in Illinois? Where is he on this?
You know, if you look at the contributors to their campaigns, we're going to find a lot of the reasons for the conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the consumers are smart enough to take a look at that, and it's a matter of public record where their support comes from with their campaigns.
Yeah. Speaking of conflicts of interest, we've got a Monsanto story next hour, where they are setting up their own expert panel to review the WHO findings on the cancer link to the herbicide. Because we know that's going to be unbiased. Right?
It'd be very interesting.
All right, another hour down. We got another hour to go. It's Outside the Box, middle of the week, hump day, with Ty Bollinger coming up next, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box, as well as co-author of my book. What is it called? Unlock the Power to Heal.
There you go.
Why? Why would we want to do that? Because the power to heal is yours, of course. Stick with us back after the news.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, it's another week of Where's Waldo? I mean, where's TMB? Ty Bollinger, where are you, my friend?
I'm in parts unknown, Texas, with Dr. Irvin Sawney at this moment. We just finished up another day of, actually the last day, I think, of filming for the Global Quest coming out in October.
So you need to have a wrap party. What are you going to drink?
Probably some organic coconut water that we're sipping on here. That's probably what I'll have.
I got that, too, actually. Our good friend, Dr. Dan Kuntz, who's a wonderful natural doctor here in Phoenix, is hosting me today at his store, and it's really great at Healthy Habit Health Foods. And we're having a good time talking about all kinds of things. I was looking forward to catching up with you, of course, as we do. But I only wish I could join you at the wrap party then.
Yeah, it was really good today to get all of the filming finally done, the interviews finally done, and got a couple of really exciting sections filmed at the very last of me with the TTAC camera team just sitting around and talking about the travels across the globe. And we kind of went from city to city and let people go with us on the trip to recount our journey. So that was a really good idea that Irv had, Dr. Sawney, last night. And so mm-hmm. we did that, and I think that'll be kind of a neat little bonus at the end of the Global Quest when people get a chance to see us kind of going through it day by day.
Well, seriously, Ty, you must have enough footage to run, like, I don't know, 2 months straight without running out of interviews.
Well, you know, that's actually going to be the problem, RSB. It's a blessing mm-hmm. in disguise, or it's a blessing and a curse
right.
at the same time. I have so much footage now that, you know, for the next 2 months, I'm going to be in our basement just working 10-hour days plus just in scripting and editing these things. So it's a lot of footage, 200 hours probably of footage that we have to condense down to about 10. So
wow.
it's going to be a challenge. But he better use all my footage.
Well, no, I'm definitely on the cutting room floor, I'm thinking.
No, I think Dr. Irvin Sonny and RSB are both going to make several appearances in the final cut.
Excellent. Well, you know what I need to do is you need to invite me up and we can do some ping pong to break up the monotony of you in your basement doing all these edits.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, that was fun when you and Nancy and the kiddos got a chance to visit playing ping pong.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's amazing. Just amazing what you've done, young man. You've done well.
Well, I appreciate it, RSB. And, you know, this week was very interesting for us because as we wrapped up, we got an interview Monday with Cassandra C. from Connecticut, the 17-year-old that shared her story with us on video. Actually, it was the first video interview that she's given, and shared her story of being surrounded by a dozen cop cars and being forced into chemotherapy, strapped to a gurney, a dozen people in her room forcing her down. She got a port in her chest and then was forced chemotherapy for 5 months with them threatening to starve her and not feed her if she didn't comply. So just a really amazing interview that we got that will be part of the Global Quest. I won't go into any more details because I don't want to spoil some of the stuff you'll see, but really amazing information from Cassandra. And then we just went on the tour from there on Monday to see Dr. Stephen Clayman and Mike Adams, the health ranger. At the end of the day, he gave an incredible interview. And yesterday we got Dr. Brzezinski again and Dr. Ed Group in Houston, and then came here to get Dr. Butter, Rash's Butter, earlier
yes.
today, and then Dr. Funny.
Nice. Dr. Batar was there. I'm sure you guys had a great time. Hey, listen, just to go back to the first quest for the cures, the
yes.
truth about cancer, I just had a man that flew all the way from Switzerland to come see me here in Phoenix, Arizona, because he read your book cover to cover, Ty, Step Outside the Box, and he said he wanted me to let you know that he appreciated your work so much and the quest for the cures. And then he saw me in the first one. He says, I gotta meet that guy. He can help me. And so I met him, and he's enjoyed thoroughly the Unlock the Power to Heal book that we both wrote together. And it's just phenomenal how small the world has become because of the outreach of what you've done and what we're doing here with the show, getting information where it would never have reached before.
Yeah, it really is amazing. It's you know, for guys like you and I that are doing this, trying to outreach and trying to change the world, it helps when you get the positive affirmation from someone that says thanks for what you're doing, right? And so that's always a blessing to get somebody to tell you thanks if they notice what you're doing.
Yeah, and this guy, by the way, is 82 years old. I'm not naming names here, but in great health, except for, you know, some minor issues that could be major if we don't correct them. But he's very smart. He's seen a lot in his history. He's been alive long enough to be, you know, alive when they were, you know, bombing, flying over Switzerland into Germany. You know, the Allied troops, you know, he's telling me that they could feel the bombs go off. I mean, that's the kind of history that this guy has seen. And yet he sees through the medical industrial complex very clearly. And he doesn't go to doctors. He looks for people that are holistically inclined and really respect nutrition and detoxification.
Yeah, that's neat, man. I had no idea that he was 82 years old. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, definitely he's got the strength of a heartbeat of a man much younger than him, and I think he'll do just fine. But anyway, it's just, again, that's a fascinating side story, but I wanted to bring that up just so you know. Not that you need encouragement, but you've been working hard to let you know that you are making such an impact.
Well, thank you, RSB. I appreciate it, buddy. That's awesome.
How long is my what? What are you? I'm getting some weird questions here in the health food store. That's rather rude, Tyler. I hope you weren't asking what I think you were asking. The what break?
What's going on?
Oh, you see, we're at the, I don't have those things that say on the air. And my good buddy Tyler is taking me around here. He's just trying to distract me while I'm on the air with you, Ty Bollinger. It's just so fun. I will get him on the break. I will get you. And he's as big as you, Ty, so he's pretty scary.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
Well, all right. Well,
you know, one of the, mm-hmm. go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Ty.
Just to say, one of the interesting things that has been really on the forefront of everyone's discussions these last few days is this, you know, Dr. Fattah that was sentenced to 45 years. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but I got Dr. Stani and Dr. Bittard both comment about this today, and it was just it's just shocking that still to me that you have a guy that's prescribing chemo to people that don't even have cancer, and then really it seems to be an under sentence to only get 45 years when he was responsible for killing people.
Right. It should be, you know, if they could assess how many years he's stolen from all the people by putting them on chemotherapy when they didn't even have cancer. He probably would have gotten a lot more years than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Really sad. But and I got a chance to talk to both Dr. Bittar and Dr. Stani about that. And actually, when I told Dr. Bittar about it today, he's been so busy with other things. He was not familiar that he had been sentenced. And I don't even think he really knew about the case at that point until I mentioned it to him. So I got some really good emotion from him because this was brand new to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't aware that Fattah even was doing this.
The thing about our good buddy Dr. Bittar is that he doesn't know what's going on until he's on the show. Then suddenly he's like, oh, really? I had no idea. But he's always good. He always brings it, you know. So I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, the commentary.
Yeah. And we were supposed to start this morning at 9 o'clock. And so we started at 9 o'clock on the nose, right, RSB, with Bittar here?
With Bittar here, you mean 9 p.m.?
Well, we started around 10:15.
That sounds more like it.
But it wasn't all his fault. I had to stop and get a few snacks and stuff for the day because we had the whole camera team here. So part of it was my fault, but he was about half an hour late.
Well, real quick, speaking about cancer, I know we've been chatting and catching up, which is great. Monsanto says it's going to set up an expert panel to review the WHO findings about cancer linked to its herbicide, glyphosate.
They're going to set up a panel to determine if the WHO declaring glyphosate as a probable carcinogen was accurate?
Correct, yeah, because you know that they're going to be unbiased about it. It's Monsanto.
Oh, yeah. They'll be unbiased about this like they were unbiased with the Sterilini study that they fabricated, the other studies to show that the they didn't fabricate them, they just performed them incorrectly and didn't let the rats be on the corn long enough to get the tumors. So we couldn't rely on them then, so what makes us think that we can rely on them now when it comes to this glyphosate?
Well, and there's so many carcinogens floating around, and most of them are being applied to lawns, and then the people are eating whatever's been grown on them. Glyphosate, of course, is a probable carcinogen, we know, not a possible one. In fact, I think it is for sure. But now 2,4-D, this other one, 2,4-D, a weed killer, is also being linked to cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2,4-D. And didn't that go back, some ingredient in 2,4-D, didn't it go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange?
Yeah, I think that's a Dow chemical.
Okay. Yeah, I think that there's something in the 2,4-D that is a chemical molecule away from Agent Orange, I believe, or even equivalent to it.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. You know, Robert, why are we surprised at these stories? Why are we surprised that we're spraying all of our food with toxic pesticides and herbicides and things that are getting us sick? You know, these stories are becoming just the stories of the day. They're par for the course. They're the norm now instead of being the exception to the rule. And that's why, you know, that's why we're all so sick, because of this toxic world.
Yeah. And if we look at the Cassandra case that you talked about, people are shocked to hear about that, but that you interviewed her and she's describing being surrounded by police, forced and held down to be given chemotherapy against her will at the age of 17 in America. Police state USA for the medical industrial complex. I mean, it becomes shocking. And I know a lot of friends, some of my big government liberal loving friends that will say, no, that's not real. She's making that up. No, you just try not to do chemotherapy if you're a kid. You know, your parents say, we don't want it, and the kid doesn't want it. And they will take your kids away and force them as if it's a medical church that the state has sanctioned as the official religion of the United States, modern medicine, that they would force a child, put a port in her, and threaten to starve her to death if she didn't take chemo. This is what is happening in a police state, medical police state, America.
Yeah, it really is. And the whole time Cassandra was being abused this way, she told them every day, I do not consent to this chemotherapy. I do not consent. And every day they pumped it into her against her consent. Mm-hmm. Because she wasn't the magical age.
This is why, whether you're a political left or political right, you've got to remember, and at certain points in history, both sides of the political equation knew that the enemy was not each other, but it was big government. right? One day it's on your side, the next day it's against you. And if they can force you or your kids into getting chemo, or in California force you to get vaccinated against your will, we got a problem. And they're coming after you adults in California next. Look out. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. We're going to do some cannabis updates when we come back. At least that's the plan, or we might forget about it. Who's doing cannabis? We'll find out after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
All right, the movement back to cannabis, a plant that, God created, not Monsanto, it's on. The move back to cannabis is on. And there are some people upset with that. The federal government's at a loss as to what to do. 23, 24 states now, District of Columbia, varying forms of legalization from full on to medical. And they don't know what to do to stop it. So the people that don't like this plant, they call it the evil weed, they're getting crafty. And Ty Bollinger, TMB, is here to help us understand what ways they're attacking the cannabis industry.
Well, RSB, this is not surprising to those of us that follow this industry, the cannabis industry, because they're trying to stamp it out any way possible because it's competing with a lot of other different industries that are controlling our government. Mm-hmm. But one of the ways they're trying to do it now is through saying that marijuana businesses cannot deduct ordinary and necessary business expenses. So, and you don't have to be even a very good CPA to understand what that means. You pay taxes in the United States if you're a corporation, let's say, on net income, which is your gross revenues, like, you know, your total sales, less you get to deduct expenses associated with that, such as inventory costs and payroll costs and other costs that are attributable to that income, right? It's ordinary and necessary in the production of that income. Well, now the IRS is saying, if you're a cannabis manufacturer, if you grow weed, they're saying, then you can't deduct any expenses. So let's say that the cannabis growers are selling $1,000 a year in cannabis, just to make the math easy.
Okay.
But let's say that in order to get the plant to market, and they've got shipping costs, they've got payroll costs, labor costs, they've got costs for the seeds, they've got water, but they've got to be fertilizing the soil, you name it. There's all these costs associated. Let's say they amount to 50% of that, so $500 are costs associated with it. Well, for everyone else in the world that's a business, you get to pay tax only on $500. You know, $1,000 minus $500 expenses equals $500 of net. You pay it on net. Well, they're saying, no, you got to pay tax on $1,000. You don't get to deduct any of the expenses, which in essence could break a business. Let's say instead of $50, your expenses were $70, which is 30% gross profit margin is pretty normal. If you have a 30% margin, then you make $1,000, then you only have $300 you have to pay tax on. Well, if you get taxed on the whole $1,000, if you're in a 30% bracket, you get to pay $300 tax. That means you got no cash left.
Wow.
They just basically bankrupted the industry by doing this, if this holds.
Well, this was a Ninth Circuit Court appeals or a decision. So the question is, does this next go up to the Supreme Court? My feeling on this is that since the federal government doesn't want to acknowledge the existence of this industry, why should they pay any federal taxes? I mean, they should make this a state issue and say, screw off again, you know, similar to other other scenarios, like, for instance, in California, where they've banned kids from going to school now who are not vaccinated because they've eliminated philosophical and religious exemptions. So why should those families pay any taxes to support the public school system? They can't send their kids there, so I think it's only fair.
I agree. That is fair. Unfortunately, you know, that what's going on today in the United States is not necessarily fair or equitable or anywhere close to moral or right.
The question is whether it's applicable. Of course, that's always been a big question, and that gets into very controversial territory, of course.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But bottom line is this article, they're trying to bankrupt the industry by making them, only them, subject to the tax on gross income versus rather than net income. And it could literally, if they tried to enforce it and people actually paid these taxes, these companies could go under.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to get the best CBD that's available in all 50 states without permission of the federal government, you can get them in health food stores, or you can get it directly at cannavest.com, CANNAVEST.com. And they have a special deal for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. And you just enter RSB50 when you go to their website or when you call them. And they will give you buy one, get one free, equivalent of 50% off. That's a good deal as opposed to the one that the IRS is trying to impose on the cannabis industry.
RSB.
Still with me, Ty?
Yeah, I just kind of lost you there for a second, man. Sorry.
No worries. We've got a lot more to do. We're about at the bottom of the hour here. I want to talk about Senator Richard Pan, who was the initial author of the SB 277, that forced vaccination campaign that has succeeded thus far for the big pharma. And he was caught lying. Also, a fifth holistic doctor dies mysteriously in Florida. What the hell is going on? Ty Bollinger, we might hear from your buddy, Dr. Irvin Sawney, in this next segment. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to hear from Dr. Sawney.
All right, stick with us. Outside the Box continues after this brief break. What's going on with Senator Pan, the liar?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, most of you all know by now that California has gone straight to medical fascism. Do not pass go, but do collect at least $200,000 or something along those lines for those who voted yes on SB 277, including the author, the claimed author, Dr. Richard Pan, who is a pediatrician. And those are the most dangerous of all the doctors because they indiscriminately inject children with mercury containing, aluminum containing, aborted fetal tissue containing, formaldehyde containing, need I go on, antibiotic containing injections known as vaccines. Dr. Pan says it wasn't enough to have like 95, 96, 97% of children vaccinated in California. We need to get 110% of them. And that's what they did with SB 277. He took a lot of money from Big Pharma, but also lied while he was being queried about this bill. Were there safer alternatives? Are there aborted fetal cells in vaccines? Ty Bollinger, Dr. Irvin Sawney, joining us now. We're outside the box on this issue.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, this is Irvin Sawney. And I'll throw Ty on in a second. But, you know, this is just another example of our liberties, you know, being stripped away as we've seen them eroded so rapidly. And it's sad, you know, and I'll tell you the truth as a physician, Robert, mm-hmm. that most pediatricians really, they're very, very good people. In fact, all the people who go into medicine, those are people who, you know, get remunerated less in many cases. It depends on their practice and really are going into that field not expecting to make nearly as much money as other doctors. And so, you know, I know a lot of pediatricians and they're good people. You know, now they're going to follow the law. And the problem is, as we in medical school, we were all indoctrinated with the propaganda. And so, you know, we believe that the way to heal people is through pharmaceuticals. And this is just, of course, vaccines be an extension of that. And so, you know, it's really the lawmakers that I would blame. It's the doctors like him. Now, he's obviously not what I would consider a regular, you know, pediatrician. This is an evil guy if he's accepting money and mm-hmm. falsifying information. Unfortunately, there's always bad apples in every bunch. Most pediatricians are very good people. This guy does not sound like a very good person.
Now, let me ask. You guys were hanging out with Dr. Bitar earlier today. And I sometimes try to be nice to physicians like you just did, Dr. Urban Sani, and he just lambasts me when I say that. You're being way too nice to them because they should know better and they should not be willing to subject these children to such dangerous practices. Now, granted, as you said, they've been indoctrinated. We know that. And I try to cut them some slack on this issue. But I think that it's not hidden. They've just not gone below the surface on this issue to recognize it. And when they're confronted with it, it's almost too shocking. They go into a state of cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, you know, I think they really don't necessarily believe that the vaccines are bad. I think most pediatricians, and I don't think they're evil for believing this, it's just what they're told. This is not you know what the position of the pharmaceutical companies is, and from a medical legal standpoint, that's who we have to basically be scared of.
Yeah, again, that comes back to the dangerousness of licensure, where they own and control you. And, of course, the indebtedness for most physicians coming out of medical school, sometimes it's a quarter million, sometimes it's a half a million or more. And you better do what they say or else you're going to lose your ability to ever pay back that loan, much less have a decent life for yourself.
Oh, and they keep you in a great deal more fear than that. You know, recently the big trend now, and it's doctors' fault, is that all the power is being shifted to the insurance companies and the hospitals. And I can tell you, you know, we don't want to probably get into this today, but there's definitely a push that by the government and, of course, by the hospitals and the corporations to make all doctors be employees. And I'm watching that happen very rapidly before my eyes. They definitely do not want to see the individual entrepreneurial, independent doctor. And patients are going to lose a lot when that, you know, collapses completely.
Dr. Sani, you're right. This is what my uncle, the doctor, God rest his soul, he's no longer with us. He died of the treatment for cancer years ago, much like many of Ty's family. And he warned me, he said, this is where medicine is going, and everybody eventually will be employees of the government because it's going to be a government system. That's what their intent is. That's what I believe Obamacare was all about. It was never to succeed. It was to fail into socialism.
Absolutely. It's a planned failure. It's absolutely a planned failure to collapse the currency as we reach somewhere in the mid-25 trillions in terms of national debt, and there's going to be a point of no return, and the whole country will. Again, I don't know if this is the topic you want to talk about, but you're right. It's almost like a planned socialism. They're planning a socialism.
Yeah. Well, again, from the lies of Senator Pan to talking about the larger scheme, if you will, to make every medical doctor an employee of the federal government or the state government subsidiary of the federal government, it's a fascinating discussion. And we talk about the holistic doctors, the individual doctors, the doctors who have broken out of the limiting paradigm of pharmaceuticals as a treatment for everything. There's a word about a fifth holistic doctor dying in Florida. He was only 33 years of age. And if I'm not mistaken, is this, Dr. Baron Holt, D.C.? Is this Dr. Bruce Heidendahl? I knew Dr. Heidendahl. This is appearing now on our good friend Aaron Elizabeth's site, Health Nut News. And I know, Ty, you've been talking with Aaron about this. There's some mysterious things going on and the attacks and deaths of holistic and integrative medical doctors.
Yeah, no, Ty stepped away for a second, but there absolutely is definitely something. Five doctors in what, 2 months? One and a half months. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's going to be some conspiracy behind this. But well, I mean, somebody shot himself in the chest with a shotgun, and he's at the bottom of a lake, and no one's questioning that. Is it suicide? I mean, that's just, you know, bizarre.
Yeah, and that was That was after Autism 1 when I saw that doctor. He was in great spirits. There was no indication of any problem whatsoever. Dr. Bradstreet, that is. Let's see. Two chiropractors tragically died the same day in the same state, come 2 days after the death of Dr. Bradstreet, who was found in a river in North Carolina with a gunshot wound to the chest. Previously, Dr. Bradstreet had lived and practiced in the East Coast, on the East Coast of Florida. And, you know, this is, it's just raising a question. Is this a warning sign to all doctors? Don't stray from the pharmaceutical construct? Or are these just some kind of strange random happenstance that happened to y'all apparently connected in some way? I don't know what to make of this as, at this point, but I know there is a great desperation that more and more people are waking up to recognize the danger of the medical monopoly and moving toward holistic and integrative medicine. And is this, I mean, are they willing to do this? If we look back at the history of monopolies, particularly industrial monopolies, there have been cases where it's not only about espionage, but murder is involved.
RSV, TMV back right here. I just swapped off from Dr. Sawney. I don't know. I mean, I saw this story today and was pretty alarmed. You know, is it possible that this is all a coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. But also it's possible that it's not. So, you know, it wouldn't, if they'd done it before, why wouldn't they do it again? That was one of the quotes that Dr. Rath said in our interview in the Netherlands when he was talking to us about the Nazis in World War II and the,
right,
the atrocities that have been done to people and under the name of medicine or science or whatever. And he said, they've done it before. Why wouldn't they do it again? So that's my question in this situation, because I think they've done it before. Maybe they're doing it again. I don't know. But it sure does. It smells suspicious.
If we do not learn from history, are we doomed to repeat it? And the point is, many of us grew up in an America where, sure, there's crime, but it's more of random acts of violence. Occasionally there are disasters that occur. But to actually believe or perceive there are people on earth that are so evil that would attack and kill you simply because they don't like what you're doing in a more systematic way. Well, of course, the Nazi atrocities in the 20th century are something that fall into that category. To pretend that that doesn't happen in the 21st century just because we have the Internet, I mean, that's absurd as well. So I think go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree. I think it is absurd as well. But, you know, is it possible that these things are happening again? I mean, keep your ears and your eyes open, because let's look and see if we see a seventh here in the next week.
Well, and what I say, walk with God, spirit, whatever it is you believe and perceive, because, you know, as much as we are defenders of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, there's a plus factor here that that no amount of arms can penetrate nor overthrow, and that's a connection to the source of all sources. And I want to encourage all y'all to not give in to the fear, to stand strong and stay true to what is correct and right, and what your mission is and what your passion is, and don't be intimidated out of it because of these strange occurrences.
I agree completely, and that's the my and Charlene's position. 100%, Robert. And we've been through the other side. We've been through the fear and we've been through the alarm. And now we're at the point we just do what's right and trust God to keep you safe. And I think you will.
Well, and look at all of the reported raids on health food stores, on raw food places. And the government comes in not with feathers to tickle you, but with AKs or whatever they carry now, full on body armor, to go after people that have raw milk and raw cheese, for instance. So think about the use of force and how it has been used to intimidate and frighten and fear. Would they now take it to that next level? How many times have we had to report tragic stories of police officers, and we're not impugning every police officer any more than we impugn every doctor when we talk about these stories, but the violence that's resulting in the deaths of innocent civilians?
Yep, it is. It is resulting in the death of innocent civilians. Some of the things we see today in the United States, some of the things that we see, that these abuses of power, mm-hmm. some of these things are mind-boggling for those of us that grew up, 30, 40, 50 years ago that thought this was the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, it still is in certain ways, but there's a lot of the freedoms that are being eroded now. And that's mm-hmm. why, at this point, one of the things that Dr. Buttar said today in the interview is, let's get up and stand up for what's right. Let's not be passive and let them run all over us. Look for opportunities to stand up against what's going on. For instance, I don't know if you knew, you haven't talked about it. I know you know about Jade Helm, but Jade Helm started today, and it was one of the big things was centered here in Bastrop. Texas, which is just an hour north. It's real close to where Mike's at up there outside of Austin. And there's a whole group of basically ex-military, what people would call militia, that are going to be doing counter-surveillance on Jade Helm. And they're going to be following the military.
Yeah.
Because they're so upset about what's going on. That's the kind of action we need to take now.
Yeah, no, this is serious, folks. And like I said, we don't like to do shows that focus only on this because it can bum you out, it can frighten you. But from time to time, we'd be remiss if we didn't report on this and acknowledge that this world is, you know, no one gets out of here alive. The question is how you live. What do you stand for? And are you willing to stand idly by while people do evil to those you know and love, or even those you don't know or don't love? Are you willing to stand up for a culture of life, or remain quiet as a culture of death permeates? Well, we know what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, each and every hump day with TMB. We got Dr. Irvin Sawney. We are hosted today in Phoenix, Arizona at Healthy Habit Health Foods, thanks to Dr. Dan Koontz. We're going to be back and we'll explain what happened to Bruce Jenner. Well, really.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to thank Dr. Dan Koontz here in Phoenix, Arizona, for hosting us, my friend. You've been wonderful.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Doctor, and it's been great having you on the store.
Yeah, and TMB, if you ever make it to Phoenix, you got to say hi to Dr. Dan. Great, great guy, and really knowledgeable, and he's got a passion for the same thing we have a passion for.
Yeah, for sure. If I'm ever down there in Phoenix, I'll definitely stop by, Dr. Dan.
Please do. We appreciate it.
Yeah, wait till after the melting season.
Yeah, it'll have to be a few months down the road.
Hey, I teased a story about figuring out what happened to Bruce Jenner, because now he's Caitlyn, I think. And I honestly don't know if this is the reason, but I thought it was kind of a cute way to introduce a story about using hand sanitizers. We've been warning folks about the fact that a lot of these things contain benzyl alcohol, and they leave you with leaky hands, right? So you're actually more susceptible to infection because you wipe out the natural flora and, of course, the integrity of the epithelial layer by inflaming it with really corrosive elements. But this story, I don't know. TMB, am I being unreasonable here? I'm talking about turning a man into a woman. This is kind of what it's going to do.
Well, if this story is accurate, what it's telling us is that not only are these leaky hands going to pick up more bacteria and make you more susceptible to infection that way, but they're also going to allow your body to absorb more estrogens. And if that's true, then that could be one of the reasons we've got these hyper-feminized men today.
Yeah, using hand sanitizer causes you to absorb 10,000% more emasculation chemicals that feminize men. The story's up at Natural News. Well, it should be linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hand sanitizer causing skin to absorb 100 times more of the hormone-disrupting chemical bisphenol A, BPA, according to a study conducted by researchers from the University of Missouri and published in a journal recently. So this is no small thing, feminization of boys, feminization of men.
Well, you know, in the BPA, we know that's part of what's doing it. You've got this xenoestrogen in the plastics. And, you know, the interesting thing is, how many people have you seen today that have been drinking water out of a plastic bottle? Well, every one of those plastic bottles, unless it's BPA-free, which is very few of them, contain BPA. And when the water gets hot, it leaches into the water and you drink it. And that's a feminizing chemical.
Right.
Estrogen.
By the way, that's why I recommend you make your own water at home, filter it instead of buying the bottled water if you can avoid it. It's one thing if they let those plastic bottles outgas for days or weeks before they fill it with water, but it's coming right off the line. They put good, clean water in even, and then it's corrupted because of the process there. Check out our good buddy Paul Berthier on Echo Water. You can download a free ebook about it. That's robertswater.com. That's at robertswater.com. Now, on this bisphenol A and leaky hands, things like that, if you want to hand sanitize, simple soap and water is just as effective. Or if you feel like you want to, you can use something like the Silver Hydrosol or the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. And that's not going to harm you. It's going to reduce inflammation, and it's not going to create leaky hands. It'll heal a leaky hand.
Well, yeah, that's a good choice. I mean, stay away from the sanitizers. Stay away from the xenoestrogens if you best can. Stay away from the other feminizing chemicals that are in a lot of the cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And no, women aren't the only ones that take cosmetics, and they aren't the only ones that use the hand rubs. They've all got xenoestrogens in them. There's a lot of things, practical things that we can do to stay away from these. And it's not because you don't want to be hyperfeminized because you don't want to be like Bruce Jenner, which I definitely don't.
Gee, Ty, I thought she was your idol.
Maybe he used to be, but not anymore.
Right,
but,
I know.
From a cancer perspective, you want to stay away from them because of the fact that we have dozens of cancers that are linked to estrogen imbalances, and that's the real cancer perspective on it. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, men can get breast cancer too, and so that's a real issue when you're talking about messing with estrogen receptor sites.
Yeah, it's not just women. You're right.
Yeah, and it's usually more deadly for men because they don't think about it until it's way too late. But also remember, it is not your genes that cause breast cancer. It is not your breasts that cause breast cancer. It's these xenoestrogens, if you will, and pesticides and all of these things we're talking about, including the plastifiers in there. And that's why we focus so heavily on detoxification as a primary starting point for healing.
Yeah, it is. Detox is the primary starting point. That was one of the key elements of Dr. Buttar today when we interviewed him, is he always starts with detoxification. And as Dr. Dan Newsom always says, if you don't have the exits open, then you can't get rid of the toxins.
Right. Most important person in your community is the garbage man. And most important organ in your cellular community is the colon. When it shuts down, all bets are off. Good luck, my friend. TMB, thank you to Dr. Irvin Sani.
All right, Steve, thanks for everything, man. Great show as usual.
Thanks for Dr. Dan Kuntz as well. Thanks to all of y'all. Hey, tell your friends a place for health, freedom, healing, liberty here 6 days a week. Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.